All right, now we're talking tournament action once again with the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, Anthony Martucci. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the first win.
Glad to be back.
Coach, tell me about this first game. I don't have any stats in front of me or anything like that. You opened up against Hopkinton, 5-0 win, nice shutout for your girls. But give me a little bit about the ebb and flow of the game, and who were your leaders in this one?
Well, Hopkinton was a very, very good team. They were well coached. They worked very hard, and it took us a little while to get going. I thought that Hopkinton was playing us pretty well, but eventually we got a goal from Julia Holmes right away in the first period that kind of got us started a little bit. But then again, it slowed back down again because I felt that Hopkinton really was playing some good, solid D. And it took us till the second period to really get going. It was 1-0 at the end of one with Julia Holmes' goal. Mm-hmm. And then second period, we started to get going.
Do you, you know, I don't know if you or the kids or a combination thereof, when you look at a team, when you look at a team's record and you say, okay, you know, we have a much better record and so on, you got the best record in the state. But do you feel, is there a feeling or could there be a feeling of complacency in that, oh man, we're so much better than these people. All we have to do is just do our thing and we're okay. You know what I'm trying to say here? It's kind of like maybe a feeling of overconfidence sometimes. Is that possible?
Well, to be quite honest with you, we're very fortunate in the league that we play in, that all of the teams, regardless of their record, bring a certain level of competition. And, you know, from top to bottom in our league, you know, and people make a lot of comments about the strength of our league. Like a team like Medford, who didn't win a lot of hockey games, but when you play them, they give a complete effort every game. So you really have to bring it, you know. And we've, all year long, we've lived by every game is a one-game championship. And so records are out the window when we play. We don't really even, to be honest, we don't look at it. Obviously, you know, we see it, but we don't look at mm-hmm. it. And we want to play hard against whoever it is that we're playing.
You know, I think that's important, Coach, for people to understand that, because I know in dealing with St. John's Prep football this past football season, Coach was a little upset over some of the reports he was getting from people and people complaining about he didn't beat a team, you know, by 1,000 points. And it's like, you know, his point was, well, wait a minute, these guys are competitive too. We're all high school kids out here. So, you know, you got to understand what's going on. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And, you know, D1 in girls hockey is superior. Speaking of which now, coming up on, is it Sunday?
Yes.
All right. You've got, I'm presuming WHSL is Whitman Hansen?
Yes.
All right. They are ranked number 21. But they beat number 12 Bishop Stang 4-2. So there's an example of exactly what you were just talking about.
Yes, and they looked really good doing it. I watched the game on Liveline, and they looked really good doing it. Bishop Stang was a good hockey team, and we knew that because of the way they played with St. Mary's earlier in the season. So we're excited for the opportunity. We're glad to be hosting Whitman Hansen at Lawson, and we're very excited to play.
And I think if you look around D1 once again in girls hockey, it is pretty cool that so many local teams like St. Mary's, Peabody, Haverhill, Winthrop, what's the other one? I'm looking at one more over here, Shrewsbury. They're all advancing. So again, showing the competition level. And what's your take, Coach, on how the first round went league wide for D1?
I just think that, you know, all of the strong seemed to survive. And when I say that, that doesn't mean that anybody else is weak, but you got some strong teams out there. Peabody is strong. The team they're playing, Methuen-Tewksbury is strong. You know, obviously St. Mary's, Notre Dame, Hingham, Shrewsbury. You're talking about very good teams with very good coaches. This is a good tournament.
Yeah, and I think it once again it validates the strength of schedule and the power rankings. So finally, Coach, I think the reaction of your team after the win and the focus on getting ready for Sunday.
the girls were happy, very happy after the win. We watched our boys' team before us get pushed to the brink by Belchertown.
Yeah.
Phenomenal hockey game. And I think that after seeing that, the girls kind of got a little nervous after seeing that, you know. But they came to play last night. They were very happy in victory, but also dialed in and focused right away on, you know, collecting themselves and getting to the next one.
Okay, one final question, Coach. Would you tell me about maybe, I don't know if you do one, two, you know, the three stars that they have in the NHL, but maybe you could tell me one or two of your stars. I know the one of the Holmes girls always has to be in there, I'm sure, of this previous game.
Yeah, Emma Holmes had two goals. Two big ones at key times. After Julie had scored the first, she scored the next two to push it out to 3-0. And then, you know, the other star would definitely be our freshman goaltender, Riley Tous. In this game, she makes some very, very timely saves. Sometimes she's not called upon a lot, but the times she is called upon, the other teams are getting quality scoring chances at key moments. I think at the time we were up 2-0, and they got a 2-on-1 situation, and she made a huge save, and that, you know, that obviously kept, you know, our momentum going, which it could have gave them a lift. But she was a second star, and Sammy Demento would be our third star. She had 2 points in the game, and she does a lot of the little things that you know, don't really show up a lot of times in the score sheet. Fortunately, she got the 2 points last night, but it was her penalty killing. It was, you know, chip-ins to corners when we needed pucks in deep. Her back check, little passes that she makes off the walls, things that she does. Sammy was definitely, you know, last night was our third star.
I'm loving it, Coach. Man, that's awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so the next game, Whitman-Hanson at the Larson. You guys will be hosting them at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Is that correct?
That's the way it's going so far, unless the snow comes in and it changed to 11.
Yeah,
I
know.
We're going.
All right, well, and good turnout at the Larson the other night?
Yeah, actually, the boys had an enormous turnout, and we were not expecting to get that same kind of return because it's cold in that barn, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the freezing people made the trek back after, you know, a little time in between, but they made the trek back.
Congratulations, Coach. Great win for Winthrop from both sides, you know, on the aisle. That's fantastic. We'll talk again. And thank you, Coach, for taking the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Anthony, good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, that's Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.